brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, I want to take a few moments and just look at and pray together the O Antiphon for today and the O Antiphon for tomorrow. Because remember the O Antiphons, I spoke about them a couple of days ago. They're some of the earliest prayers in the church as a people waited for the Lord, the coming of the Messiah. And they, down through the centuries since the birth of Christ, every year at Christmas, the church offers us these prayers, each one of them having a title of the Savior, and to call out to pray to the Lord under that particular title. So for today, the O Antiphon is this. O Adonai, O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with outstretched arm. I don't know about you, but I need to be redeemed. I need to be redeemed every day. Come and redeem us with outstretched arm. I sin daily. I fall short daily. Hopefully it's less as the years go by, but I still do. I need a Savior. I will never not need a Savior. And I love it. I'm set free. I'm not burdened by guilt. I'm set free because I have one who loves me so much that he comes to save. He comes to redeem. He comes to buy back with his own body and blood. He buys me back and he buys you back. O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with outstretched arm. Make that your prayer today. And tomorrow, Saturday, your prayer, the third of the O Antiphons, is this. O Root of Jesse, another title of for the Christ. O Root of Jesse, who stand as a sign among the people, before whom kings shall shut their mouths, to whom the nations shall make supplication, come to deliver us, and tarry not, don't delay. Tarry means don't delay. Somebody who tarries is someone who, you know, just meanders on when you want them to run a race. Come to deliver us and tarry not. Delay not, Lord. We need you. Cry out your own need for a Savior. And then Sunday's liturgy is this. And again, pray this all day Sunday. O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, who open and none can shut, who shut and none can open, come and lead to freedom the prisoner who sits in darkness and the shadow of death. O key of David, scepter of the house of Israel, who open and none can shut, who shut and none can open, come and lead to freedom the prisoner who sits in darkness and the shadow of death. That's us. Pray these prayers today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Pray them. I'm sure they're in the Missalette in the church. The O Antiphons, just look for them. And pray those three, Friday, tomorrow, and Sunday. Now let's take a look at the readings for Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We're getting very near to Christmas. Very near. We have almost a whole week. Sometimes the fourth week of Advent is nothing but one day, but we have almost a whole week. This is time to cry out to God. O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, come and save us. You're the one who can open what has been shut against us. You can open the gates of heaven for us. You can make a way for us. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Thus says the Lord, You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God, and they shall remain. For now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. Again, a prophetic prophecy given predicting coming of the Messiah and what he would be like. He would have great peace. He would stand firm and shepherd his flock. His greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. He doesn't give us peace. He is peace. The more you draw close to him, the more you will know his peace. Psalm 80, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. A wonderful psalm to pray this week over and over again. The reading from second reading for this Sunday from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, "Behold, I come to do your will, O God." God doesn't look for all these ostentatious sacrifices. It wasn't the burnt offering of animals that pleased the Lord. It was the hearts that were willing to worship him. And so it is today. Have you given your whole life to the Lord? Have you laid your life, in a sense, on the altar for him to dispose of as he wishes? You'll never be happier than when you really do that. Ask him to give you courage to want his will more than you want your own. He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We're not offering ourselves alone. We're offering it with Jesus, in Jesus. He supplies. He helps us to make the offering. There's no more beautiful gift that you could give God this Christmas than to offer yourself. Lord, I want to do your will. In the coming weeks and coming months, I want to do your will. Give me grace to pray that every morning. Give me grace. That is God sharing himself with us, and he will. Give me grace. Give me yourself, that I may be faithful to what I promise. Just do it day by day. Do it one day at a time, if that helps. But let your will be more and more united with his will. Mary said it, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." Jesus, "I do only what the Father tells me, so that the world may know I love the Father." Mary and Jesus, given fully to the Lord, we can be too, by his grace. We won't do it as perfectly as they can do it, but we can do it and we can grow in it. And the more you ask God to teach you and help you, the more you relinquish, surrender your will to his, the more peace and joy there is. And the stronger you are and the happier you are. Let it be a great gift to the Christ child this Christmas. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leaped for joy. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And how does this happen to me? that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Think of that interchange. Sometimes I just pause and think what that must have been like. Two women, cousins, one much older than the other, meeting. And each of them saw in the other the light of God. Each one saw in the other. All Mary knew was that her cousin was older, she was having her first child, and Mary, in her generosity and desire to care right in the midst of her own turmoil, Mary, on a donkey for days, getting to Elizabeth's place. And when she gets there, she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. Right there, at that moment, John the Baptist recognized his Messiah. The baby in her womb leaped, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." They recognize. They know. They might not have been able to theologically articulate it at that moment, but they knew that they were being set apart for a tremendous act of generosity on their part, a life of obedience to God that bear fruit for us down through the centuries. Their acts of generosity, their commitment to the Lord, produced John the Baptist and then Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we don't know how God is going to use our act of surrender to him, our obedience to him. But oh, he will use it, because he has too few people who are willing to say, "Lord, I want to live my life doing your will," whether it's in religious life, whether it's in married life, whether it's in single life, whether it's in some other form of consecrated life. That's the framework. But what's at the heart of it is your heart, your willingness, your desire to do God's will, your generosity. It comes from him. If you look at this whole Advent picture, you look at it for hundreds and thousands of years, you look at this whole Advent picture, and what you see are one by one by one by one surrendering to the Lord, saying yes to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we need to continue that, to say yes to the Lord, "Your will be done in my life." May that be so, brothers and sisters, in your life and in mine. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.